Welcome to Hot Weekly.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Crystal.
And this is Haunt Weekly Episode 200. The 200 extravaganza with dancing girls and a big ball drop. And, okay, we don't have any of that.
Well, even if we did, they couldn't see
it. That's true. So we have it all here.
Yeah.
You just don't get to see it. You've got to use your imagination. But yes, indeed, we have made it to 200 episodes. Mm-hmm. We've sat in a quiet room and talked about haunting for 200 hours now.
Yeah.
Oh, man. When you put it like that.
Yeah, and that's recorded. I mean, we talk about it a lot more than that.
Yeah.
That's just what's been recorded.
And microphones and stuff. Yeah, wait a minute. That's a lot less celebratory. But feel free to join the celebration at our website, hauntweekly.com. We're Haunt Weekly on Twitter, Haunt Weekly on Facebook. YouTube.com/hauntweekly is our YouTube channel. You can find all the previous episodes there. In fact, we used it heavily to help organize this list. And we're going to have a special playlist. That's my plan. For the episodes we mention here, you can also find us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Now, normally, episode 200 is a divisible by four episode, so we would do the news. But we're not going to.
No.
Because we're celebrating.
Yeah.
Sure, that last episode was a hell of a downer.
Uh-huh.
But we're choosing to celebrate this one. It's going to be excellent, and we've got some really great stuff coming up for you. We're going through all, well, not all, I mean, a lot of our favorite episodes. And you're going to understand what I mean by that in just a minute.
Right.
But first things first, we have to do our conference reminders. And since it is an even week, not an odd one, hint, hint, foreshadow.
You're great at these transitions.
Yes, I am. I'll get things kicked off by telling you, coming up next weekend, October 4th and 5th, as well as the 11th and 12th, it's the Lost Soul Chicago Bus Tour in Chicago, Illinois. The locations vary. A ton of great tours have been announced. Basement of the Dead, Hell's Gate, Statesville Prison. There's an Indiana tour that includes Fear Itself, with five attractions in one location, and the Haunted Hills Hospital. That's a lot of haunts in one day.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of other great places you can be going to. It is transportation. It is entertainment. It is better than VIP access. If you are in the area, dudes, dudettes, come on. You need to go. And it's all run by the amazing Japes Palace. Please. Yeah, this is just too good of a deal. Two night pass is $240.
Mm-hmm.
Do the math. You're saving some money, too. LostSoulsChicago.com for more information.
Okay. Next, October 11th and 12th, or I guess, you know, the second weekend of that, FearCon in Salt Lake City, Utah. It'll be at the Riverbend Event Center. Features a six mini haunts. More than six, maybe.
Yeah, they were kind of ambiguous there. It said six plus mini haunts.
Yeah. Like, just like it has also four plus multiple escape rooms. Tickets are just $30, sponsored by Dead City Haunted House. FearCon.com for more
info.
Can I
just say, it's awfully ballsy of a haunted house to sponsor a convention smack in the middle of haunt season?
Yeah.
You're taking on a lot, dudes.
It's odd timing. Yeah.
You're taking on a lot, my friends. You're taking on a lot.
Yeah.
I respect that. Okay, and the last one for this week, we've been caught up in all the episode 200 stuff, so I haven't really had a chance to extend the show notes, but it's the Legendary Haunt Tour in Atlanta, Georgia, November 8th and 9th at the Gwinnett Place Hotel. But don't worry about the hotel. You're not staying there. You're just meeting there. The bus tour will be visiting Netherworld Haunted House, Atrox in Leeds, Alabama, and many others. Learn the details at legendaryhaunttour.com. These haunt tours are an amazing way to see haunts. Mm-hmm. And the good thing about the Legendary Haunt Tour is it's after season. So
right.
If you're a haunter and don't get to go to a lot of haunts, this might be your chance.
Exactly.
But honestly, if you're in the Chicago area, I would take a weekend off and do Lost Souls. It's worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm falling in love with these haunt tours in general. I think the concept is awesome. And it's, I got to say, the experience cannot be beat.
Yeah, I mean, if there were a haunt tour in Houston, we would definitely be on that instead of trying to plan our own trip.
Oh, God, I'm back in the fucking Google Maps again in the weeds. And
yeah.
Oh, my God. By the way, this reminds me, while we got you guys on the horn and you're listening, if you have any suggestions on where to visit in Houston, great Houston area haunted attractions we cannot miss, we have one, maybe two nights. We haven't decided how this is going to shake out yet.
Yeah, basically, I've got to start my job tomorrow, my new one, and figure out how many days I can have.
It's one, maybe two nights. We're going to try to make this work. And we want to know, where can we not miss? We put this in the Damn Texas Haunters group. They had some good suggestions.
Yeah.
We're putting it out to you guys. If you know any haunts in the Houston area that we cannot miss, please let us know. I know this area is chock full. My Google map is put. And that's just it. I've got like this great list of haunts.
Right.
And there's so much to choose from, especially in terms of like haunted scream parks.
Right.
That I'm having trouble picking where to go, guys.
Yeah. And personally, I'd like to do like one scream park, one of the big people in the area, and then as many little ones as we can hit.
Yeah, because we enjoy the little haunts, so yeah. I would like to hit as many of those as I could too. I think you're right. But yeah, we need your advice. We're playing a trip to Houston. Where do we go? Drop us a line, Haunt Weekly on Twitter, Haunt Weekly on Facebook, or use the contact form at hauntweekly.com. We appreciate your input.
Yes.
All right. Quick updates about our haunt.
Yes.
Last week we came on and we talked about how our season for 2019 has been canceled.
Yeah.
It's out of our control. Road construction, safety, traffic issues, nothing we can do. We're not guaranteed a safe street, so therefore we can't guarantee our visitors a safe place to come.
Right.
We cannot open.
Yeah.
It's that simple. That being said, I wanted to say thank you to everyone for your support. I mean, dear God, you guys came through amazingly with the support.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I really, definitely, really appreciate the comments and the support and the cheers and all that and the cheering up you guys right. did for us. You didn't ask stupid questions was a big help. Because
yeah.
Haunters get this. It's like we've been telling people like in person, like we told someone at a meeting on Thursday, and she's like, can you just move it to a different location?
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know. Can you move the inside of your house, like take down all the walls and move it somewhere else, you know, in a month?
No, you can't.
Yeah.
And we've already got 2 months of build time here.
Right.
We're pretty close to done, frankly. I mean,
yeah.
We're very far along considering the time of year.
Yeah. And I mean, it has slowed down since the announcement.
Well, that's to be expected, though.
That is. It's to be expected. It's part of the acceptance process and making it real.
Yeah, that was the thing. Right after we found out we were going to have to cancel, one of the first things we did is we went out and we finished a project.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. The bathroom stalls are almost done, other than the slide mechanism we need to add.
Yeah.
Other than that, they're functionally done. The actual framing is done, at least.
Yeah.
And we got that knocked out because, and part of that was we had left it in the wrong state of incomplete.
Yeah.
We put a temporary thing up so it would stay up for like a few days.
Yeah.
Until we got back to it. And we couldn't leave it there long term. It was going to do some damage. So we either had to finish it or tear it down. We chose to finish it.
Right. And if you are coming to HauntCon and are interested in seeing what we do, please let us know. We can provide a tour.
Yeah, we will be doing the HauntCon tour. A lot of people have asked about that. That was one of the things that came up. We are still planning the HauntCon tour.
Yes.
We will be done by January.
Yes.
God, I hope.
If we have another deadline, then, you know, that motivates us to keep going.
Even though it does allow us, because this has been a hot September.
It has.
It does allow us to shift some of the work to November, December, where hopefully it's not 100 fucking degrees.
Yeah, hopefully.
Jesus Christ, I don't know what's going on. But yeah, seriously, you guys, awesome. Thank you all for your support. I cannot thank you enough. Honestly, that cheered me up more than just about anything.
Yeah.
And I will say this, I snuck a peek at listener stats. Apparently my warnings got through. That episode was not highly listened to.
Right.
And that, like I said, that's fine. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's fine. I was totally cool with that from the get-go, and I'm totally fine with it now.
Yeah.
That being said, even though the season's dead, the news may be getting worse.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I have multiple reports, including reports from a meeting we went to, that the construction in the area may be continuing deep into 2020, like summer 2020 is what they're saying now.
Yeah.
And given how badly they've missed the deadlines they've already had,
mm-hmm.
I mean, really missed them.
Yeah.
That puts 2020 in jeopardy.
It does.
Now, we do have confirmation from someone from the city government that they expect our area and the projects around us to be done by then.
Mm-hmm.
They fucking better.
Yeah.
But, you know, other streets, other things may be going on, and that's just it. I mean, I was just thinking about the other day, what if they decide to do the rest of Huntley?
Yeah.
Like the part that connects the court.
Right.
We're still screwed.
Yeah, the main road.
Yeah, we're still screwed. So, yeah, we attended a city meeting about the roads and about infrastructure issues on Thursday and learned nothing.
Right.
We sat there.
We learned how not to do a meeting. That's what we learned.
Listen to Hot Weekly. Great tips for how not to run your meeting. I mean, yeah. Oh, it was rough. That was a terrible experience. We stayed there for an hour and a half. I just wanted to ask one question.
Yeah.
I mean, and they didn't even get to the roads. And basically, they're like, oh, yeah, the lady that is doing the road stuff will meet you outside. And she wasn't talking to anyone that didn't have a complaint through a different avenue than what we did.
Right, yeah. No, we just wanted an update on shit they already know about. But she was only answering questions for
people
shit.
Who got 311, which 311's like a city information. It's a pretty cool service, to be honest with you. But basically you call, you can get like, you know, if your street light's out or whatever, you can call and get that stuff fixed. Or if there's a drainage issue, you can call and they'll report that. It's a like a city reporting information system. It's really cool. But I don't think 311 is something you call over. Our roads are torn up because they're fixing them. I didn't think I wrote the roadwork people directly because that's how I roll.
Exactly.
Anyways.
But now we have her name.
Yes, we do. And I will be emailing her tomorrow. That's on my agenda.
Yeah.
That being said, we are sending out the cancel social media posts and the social and the news media stuff tomorrow is the plan. We were going to do it Thursday, but got word at the very last minute about that meeting.
Yeah.
And decided, well, crap, we need to go to that meeting to see if there's anything we need to add to this.
Right.
There wasn't.
Yeah.
So, and we didn't listen it Friday because nobody reads press releases on Fridays and over the weekend the same deal. So we're coming back at it on Monday.
Yep.
That's really it. Okay, and the other thing we're prepping is these closed snipe signs, things like that. I'll be working on that over the course of the week. That'll be along and along. That's the next project. So instead of printing beautiful flyers, I get to make crappy snipe signs.
Yeah.
Yay! I'm so excited!
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. But we do have exciting news.
We do.
We have exciting news. Okay, this is actually really big news. This is exciting. We are speaking at HauntCon.
Yes.
That's right. It does not look like I'm doing the trademark and copyright for haunting topics. So if you haven't seen it or planning on seeing it this year, tough shit. But of course, you can actually view it on plagiarismtoday.com. I'll drop a link in the description, the show notes. You can go see it there if you missed it. It's fine. Mm-hmm. But instead, we are doing a talk on basic scare tactics.
Yeah.
Basically, how to position scares, how to use your space more effectively to get max scare. And we're stupid excited about this. We've been talking about this for quite some time. I'm hoping we're timing this out right. They said they're going to post the list on the 30th. and right now it's not up. It's the 29th when we're recording.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping I'm not dropping the dime on something I'm not supposed to.
Yeah.
Sorry if I am. I really thought it was the 30th that was going live. But yeah, we're excited about this talk.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a lot of experience with it. Because one of the things about having a small home haunt is we've only got 5 rooms.
Yeah.
If one room sucks,
yeah,
that's 20% of our haunt.
Yeah, exactly.
And it is torturous to watch the same scare fail over and over.
Yeah, and basically you've just got to learn how to change it in the middle of the show.
Do it live!
As you can. Yeah.
You know, but yes, So we're going to be talking about some of the hard lessons we learned, some of the mistakes we've made.
Right.
And basically the tactics we have found that work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing we'll be sharing. It's kind of an introductory thing. It's basic level.
Yeah.
But still, would love to see some of you there.
Yes, I've got lots of homework to do for this.
Yes, we both do. And here's the thing. Through us as a gift to you, well, HauntCon told us to gift this to you, so you decide who's gifting.
Yes.
You can save 10% on your HauntCon tickets if you go to bit.ly/HC, standing for HauntCon, 10 numerals 10 off. So HC 10 off.
Yeah.
bit.ly/HC10off.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to seeing you guys there. Hope you come out and see us speak. This is going to be great. We've never done a duo presentation.
No.
All right.
I've never done a presentation.
Yeah, well, fair enough. Well, guys, it is episode 200.
Yeah.
Now, last time we had people on and we did a big whoop-de-woo. This one kind of snuck up on us. I'm not going to even lie.
Yeah.
And also, it feels a little more ordinary. It feels like we've been to this milestone before.
It does.
But we've also reached a number of episodes where we actually can kind of go back and do a greatest hits. At 100, it's a little pretentious.
Yeah.
200, it starts to be a little less so.
Yeah.
We get to talk about what's our favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to share with you our favorite. So here's what we did. First, we eliminated interview episodes.
Yeah.
We started doing a mock draft of this.
Uh-huh.
And we both realized in our own minds that if we include interview episodes, it was going to all be interview episodes.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, we do have one kind of interview episode in here, but it's someone from our crew.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I count that.
Yeah, I know. Well, the topic was fascinating.
Yeah.
Not that the others weren't, but yeah. So.
But yeah. But basically, we eliminated all the interview episodes. My apologies to Japes, Kyle, Dawn,
Sylvia,
Liz, everyone we've interviewed and all the wonderful conversations we've had. But the problem was, if we included interviews, it would be all interviews.
Yeah.
And basically, that wouldn't make a very good playlist because we already have an interviews playlist on the YouTube channel.
We do.
So go listen to that for the actual top whatever. I don't know what we're up to on that. I probably should have checked.
Yeah.
But that's the actual top. So we had to pick ones that focused on us and our team.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to give a special shout on the interview side to episode 87 mm-hmm. with Jim Warfield of Raven's Grin End. One of two times we have traveled out of state for an interview.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, so it wasn't just for the interview. It was
to see Raven's Grin End. The interview was.
Yeah. Because our friends went the summer before we went.
Mm-hmm.
And they came back raving about it. And it's like.
Raving?
Exactly. I can do those too.
Not as well.
Oh. Thank you. But yeah, so anyway, they came back and we couldn't wait to see it. So we planned the trip and made an interview and there it is.
Yeah, and that was an incredible interview. And I think it's probably our greatest accomplishment in all 200 episodes is getting Jim Warfield to sit in one place for an hour.
Yeah.
My God. Yeah. How did we didn't even have to use zip ties or anything.
No, but we did have to use batteries because maybe his place actually is haunted.
There was some weird stuff there that went on before we recorded.
Exactly.
Yeah, but so definitely check that one out. But all the interviews are great. And like I said, if this had been our interview list, it would have been all interviews.
Yeah.
So here's what we did. We each picked 12 episodes.
Yeah.
We started with 10, but we all just kind of landed at 12. I'm not sure how that happened, but we both kind of did the same thing.
Yeah.
And so we agree. So what we did is we broke into two categories, ones that one of us nominated,
mm-hmm.
and then ones that we both nominated.
Yeah.
And I hadn't expected when we started this that we'd have a lot of overlap.
Yeah.
In our episodes. We didn't.
No.
We agreed on 4. 1/3 of the episodes we each nominated were, I guess that's not that bad when I put it like that.
No.
We agreed on 4. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through them in chronological order, but we're going to do it twice. First, the episodes that just one of us nominated, and the person who did the nominating can say why they nominated it. And then we're going to come down and we're going to do the 4 episodes we both agreed on as our grand finale.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the 4 that apparently were really, really actually kind of sort of maybe mediocre.
Yeah.
Meaning the best of our best.
Yeah. And then at the very, very end,
mm-hmm.
our prizes.
We're going to do some prizes.
Yes.
All right. So, start ready to kick off the actual episodes?
Yes.
All right. Well, the first one was nominated by me, and it was episode 17. And this is interesting because I noticed when I did this one and you did another one that comes later, that we were thinking the same thing.
Right.
But we chose different episodes for the representation, which actually is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it is.
but yes, episode 17, Ethics and Haunting. One of the very first episodes we did. And it was a very, I think it was one of the very first episodes that really where we were finding our voice and pulling it all together. We looked at the ethics and themes in haunting, the ethics of the haunt itself.
Right.
We looked at issues with sexual content, avoiding trauma in people.
Yeah.
And, you know, basically trying to keep the focus on what haunting is supposed to be about. And this is supposed to be about people having fun through fear and real trauma and real issues, you know, real personal issues are not fun.
No.
So finding a way to get that fear, get that reaction without, you know, the trauma and while doing it ethically. It was the whole point of the episode. It's a great episode. And I think I said it was the first one that either of us nominated.
Yeah.
Okay. I also nominated the second one. This is going to happen a fair amount. Which was episode 33, Haunt Reviews.
Yeah.
I'm big on this episode.
Yeah, when I saw you put this in here, I was like, yeah, that's a good one. I should have thought of that one.
Oh, yeah, I did that with a bunch of yours, too. So.
Yeah.
And there was a, you know, doy, why didn't I include that?
Yeah,
my,
exactly.
Wasn't that in my, yeah, we both did that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, basically, you know, we're haunters, but we also do haunt reviews.
Right.
And we've seen both sides of this issue.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I think this is one of the big issues facing haunting broadly. Because there's a real divide between haunters and haunt reviewers that I don't think there should be. And so the whole episode is about how to bridge the gap, what both sides can do to make themselves a little more palatable.
Right, and I believe that we also went into how to choose the haunt reviewers that you... You know, sometimes, like us, you're not going to choose us because we're going to buy the tickets online. We're going to show up. We're going to do our thing.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of groups out there that will try to get free tickets and contact people. And that's just not cool.
Yeah. And that is one of the frustrations haunters have is they feel like they're throwing free tickets at these guys.
Yeah.
And it's hurting their business and they're not seeing much on the backside of it.
Right.
And so, yeah. You know, we talked a lot about the ethics of haunt reviewing and but also why haunt reviews are important.
Yeah.
Because film reviews are important for film. Music reviews are important for music.
Right.
The review process is important to any art form. And if we're going to treat haunting as an art form, we need a review language and we need a strong review system.
Yeah.
Part of it's to warn people of crappy haunts.
Yeah, it is.
And I've got to say, planning the Houston trip... Haunt Reviews warned me about one very crappy haunt.
Exactly.
I'm not naming names, but we rejiggered everything immediately after we realized, no, maybe we don't want to spend the time and the money on that one.
Right.
And that, I'm hoping, will help us have a better Houston experience. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Next one's yours.
Oh, okay.
Episode 35, you gotta take, you gotta own it.
All right. So episode 35, obviously nominated by me. Wasn't sure exactly how this was working.
Sorry.
It's guerrilla marketing. It's all about cheap, low budget ways to market a haunt. This is something that we do almost every year.
Yeah. Not this year.
Yeah. But, I think it's a really important thing for smaller haunts to learn how to get their name out there. I can't tell you how many times I've mentioned, you know, did you know that there's a haunt down the road? Or we show up in costume because we've worked at a haunt at places. And they're
Show up like a quarter mile down the road.
Yeah, and they had no idea that the haunt was there.
And honestly, I'm a little impressed they didn't see the giant fucking facade on the building and figure it out.
I know, but...
Anyways.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not just that one. It's several.
Yeah, we've seen this over and over and over again.
Yeah, because... In fact, It happened with Rise last year. Now, Rise this year has radio commercials, and it's the first time I've heard them.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. But whenever we traveled like 20 minutes from there, nobody heard of them.
Well, and remember like the Boy Scout haunt we worked at way back in South Carolina. Nobody had heard of that.
Yeah. In fact, I was talking to a person at my now old job about Rise And he's like, where is it? And I'm like, it's in Tickfall. He's like, I've got family there. I didn't know there was a haunted house there. I go and see them all the time. It's like...
Guerrilla, you know, marketing. Yeah, this was one of the ones when I saw you put it in, I went...
Yeah.
Duh. Exactly.
Yeah.
Of course. No, that's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. So it includes lots of tricks and tips that we use to get our name out there, and how we've gone from a few hundred visitors a year to breaking 1,000 last year.
Yeah. All right. Episode 37 was nominated by me. It's Our Haunt Nightmares.
Yeah. I thought about this one too.
Another one of a potential overlap, we'll
right,
say.
Exactly.
A lot of these are going to have the potential.
All of these are going to be potential.
That's right. I don't think either of us nominated episodes the other considers bad.
No.
I think that's one of the great things about this. I think we all agree with the choices.
Yeah.
Basically, this is stuff that hasn't happened at our haunt.
Right.
But keep us awake at night, especially as we get closer to haunt season. Because these all stem from things that have happened to us at other haunts. You will learn about the time I got legit injured going through a haunted house.
Yeah.
You will learn about some safety disasters we've seen at haunted houses.
Yeah.
This is how we view, and, you know, we've been talking about this year, our safety record is we've been open now for 15 years. This is the first year we've been closed like this. And we have never had to pull out a first aid kit.
Yeah.
For a visitor. Yeah. Actor's going to act. But never for a first aid kit. Never for an...
Yeah, and I don't think we've actually used it for actors
either. I don't know. I'm pretty sure we have, but I can't stand by that one. I can stand by it for the visitors, though.
Yeah.
I know we've never done it for the visitors.
Yeah.
We may have for an actor.
Yeah.
And honestly, we've been open so long and so chaotic. It might have happened. We don't remember. I would remember if it happened
to
a visitor.
Now, not whenever it was open, but I agree with actors when they were helping us build.
Oh, God.
Because everybody's got bruises and scratches. But,
look, building does not count for your safety record.
No.
I just want to say that now.
Unless you, like, lose a finger or something, then I think it's probably counting against you.
But the scrapes, the falls, the bumps, doesn't even count. Anyways.
The phantom bruises.
But episode 37 is all about the things that keep us awake at night, and long story short, one of the reasons we have the safety record we do is because we think about these things and obsess over them.
Yeah. Okay, next one's mine. This is episode 53. It was Haunt Parking. We got a lot of good feedback on it. I noticed when going through these that I picked a lot of the more mundane ones because they would be things that I wouldn't necessarily think about.
Yeah.
You know, but are really important.
Yeah. Well, parking is one of those things that every business has to think about. Every business that is vehicle oriented has to think about.
Yeah.
And that's everything from your pharmacy to your grocery store to your haunted house.
Yeah.
They've all got to think about parking. The difference is that haunted houses oftentimes are set up in non-business places.
Yeah.
They're set up in warehouses.
Right.
They're set up in, you know, metal buildings and fields. They're set up in very odd and historic places like the mortuary, for example,
right,
that were never designed to have a lot of people come to them.
Yeah. In fact, we were talking about parking when visiting haunts recently.
In the Pain Points episode.
Yeah, exactly. And there aren't a lot with parking in the area.
Yeah.
It's all street parking.
Like, Scout Island has their own field parking, but that's its own set of nightmares because it's now you got festival style field parking. It's a rough thing to do. But then you've got the opposite, which is their other haunt, the mortuary, which is an old historic mortuary in the CBD, where there ain't fuck all parking.
Yeah.
They got nothing. So you're parking in neighborhoods. You're parking, you know, street parking on Canal Boulevard, which is Main Street, basically.
Right.
You know, so you're doing wackadoodle crap to go there. So parking is one of the big headaches.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Okay. So, wow, I got two back to back.
Yeah.
All right.
You got three back to back coming, so.
Okay. Well, episode 54, Handicapped Accessibility. Making haunts accessible to everybody is really important to me and to us.
Yeah.
And it's something that we don't see a lot of. And go ahead.
You know, we were just at a haunt the other day thinking about how limited the handicap accessibility be through certain parts of it.
Right.
Much of it was perfect. 36-inch walkways. Everything was great. But then we would go into like a funhouse section. And my first thought isn't, oh, cool, the floor moves. It's like, how the fuck does someone with a wheelchair get through this?
Yeah. Well, my first thought is, quick, warn Ellie. Because, you know, she will...
She's ambulatory.
Yeah.
But only barely.
Well, she will bring a cane to make sure that haunts know that, you know, she's not the most ambulatory person.
She's better this year than last year.
Yeah,
she's been undergoing some therapies that have really helped her, but
yeah,
she is someone that has had various degrees of immobility in her life.
Right.
Right now she's in one of the more mobile phases.
Right.
Which is good. Which is it's great news. But she is someone that, well, yeah, she walks, and if you see her on a flat surface and going through an ADA compliant haunt,
right,
she's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
But the minute you start throwing lots of inclines, for example,
right,
it becomes a problem. But there's also issues, as this episode talked about, with the deaf and the blind.
Right, exactly.
We've been seeing stories, seasons gone by, about haunts opening up for the blind.
Yeah.
And haunts opening up for people who are on the autism spectrum.
Yeah.
And things like that. And I think that's really great stuff.
I do, too. I think it's a great way to incorporate more of society into our haunts.
I agree completely. I think that's something we really should be focusing on.
Because
mm-hmm. not only does it broaden our audience, but it also makes it, you know, by catering to someone who is deaf.
Yeah.
You're not just going to get the deaf person. You're going to get their family. You're going to get their friends. You're going to get the group that comes with them.
Well, right. And we also had to talk about how you have to, the scares are different.
Yeah.
For different, you know, disabilities.
Yeah, I really loved this episode, too. It wasn't, it was another doy moment. It was,
yeah.
All right. Haunt Weekly episode 6, Haunt number 60, no, episode 66, our Haunt Blunders. Going back to the Haunt Nightmares was the things that did not happen.
Right.
These were the things we did fuck up.
Yeah.
And boy, howdy, if we messed up a lot. When you go to see that talk about scare tactics,
yeah,
a lot of that is built through good old-fashioned trial and error. Lot of error.
Yeah, well, and I mean, there's nothing wrong with failing, with something failing, as long as you learn from it and don't just try to keep doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, this is about the dumbest things in hindsight that we've done to haunt. Scares that failed, designs that nearly got me killed.
Yeah.
As a front of house guy.
Yeah.
It's a lot of different stuff in this one, and it's all stuff that where we talk about our dumbest, worstest moments.
Yeah, and I think we even included in that, I think, the dumbest and most dangerous scare we ever did.
Oh, God, yes.
And
That's the only time I think of a scare, and we did not make that one.
Yeah, I look back at it, and I'm like, what the heck were we thinking?
We were stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, that was young in our haunting lives, but yeah, that was a bad choice.
Yeah, and the thing is, we've always put safety first, but we didn't always know how to think about safety properly.
Right.
And that was an example of thinking of safety, because we did think of the safety aspect of it.
Right, we did.
But we did not think of it properly.
Yeah.
And now we know, and knowing's half the battle, G.I. Joe.
Okay, so this one is the one that pairs with your ethics episode.
Going back to us having the same ideas but different episodes.
So, episode 85, Offensive Haunting. Now, this started up some conversations, too. Some people were offended that we were talking about offensive haunting and that, you know, and thinking that we were a little too touchy on the subject. But it's all about how to keep haunt scary without offending people on purpose.
Yeah.
Because
here's the thing. If you offend people,
yeah,
they're not coming back. They're not visiting once. They're not coming in. If they do visit once, they're not coming back.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, is finding ways to give people a fun time. That's what so many haunters seem to lose sight of. The goal isn't to scare people as much as possible or to wreck their psyche as much as possible.
No.
It's to give them that fear reaction.
Yeah.
If they're not leaving your haunt with a smile.
Right.
I mean, okay, when they first make it out the exit, it should be bewilderment, confusion.
Possibly terror.
Possibly still terror lingering.
Yeah.
But as they get away and as they calm down, as the as all those endorphins and adrenaline leaves, it just switched to laughter, smiles, and they should be laughing about what they did. Oh, you right. jumped at that guy. Oh,
yeah.
You
know,
oh, you ran from the chainsaw.
Yeah. Not talking about something that they found offensive in your haunt.
Yeah.
Like,
not talking about, oh, that was effing racist, man.
Yeah, exactly. Or, well, in that vein, there's one haunt locally that I really do not like one of the things in it, because it is to me, it's an offensive character. They don't use it to scare. It doesn't have a scare. The person's character is supposed to be the scary part of it. And it, to me, it's just wrong.
Yeah. It was thinking about why something is scary and why we're scaring.
Yeah.
That's it.
Exactly.
That's the main parts.
Yeah.
Okay, 107. I expected you to nominate this one.
Well, okay, so at the top of my list, I put all of the holiday ones.
Oh, fair enough, but we couldn't obviously do that.
Exactly. So I just eliminated all those for myself to get going.
I refuse to eliminate the holiday ones because I wanted to call attention to episode 107, Christmas Horror. This was actually an episode led by you.
Yeah.
You did the bulk of the research and did the bulk of the talking on it.
Right.
And basically it's all about the horror stories that are connected with Christmas. It ain't just Krampus, folks.
No.
It goes way deeper.
Yeah, and those are always a lot of fun to research, and I'm looking forward to doing something Christmas related this year.
I don't know what's going to be. We're running out of the legends because we did two of these, actually.
Well, we haven't done the Why I'm Evil based on my birthday.
Oh.
And there are several legends around that.
So maybe extend it more to the season.
Exactly.
Okay, I can dig that.
So I'm thinking maybe I'm just going to make it all about me.
Yes. But 107 is a great episode. I love talking about Krampus and all the other Christmas horrors. There are tons of them in there.
Yeah.
Tons of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. They're a lot of fun. For people who don't Christmas. They are a lot of fun to do. Finding the scary side of the season. Okay. So this is where my three come in together.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 113 A Fantasia in Haunting. This is the one that you mentioned is an interview episode.
Technically. It feels weird calling it an interview, though, considering she's, like, right outside the door.
Yeah. But we had Ellie come on and talk about A Fantasia. This is when we learned about the condition and how differently it affects
thinking.
Now, you've
got to understand, we've been in a relationship with Ellie for over 5 years now.
Yeah.
And it was over, like, I think 3 years at this point.
Yeah.
We had no idea.
No, and neither did she.
No, she assumed that she was the normal one.
Yeah.
And found out she wasn't.
Yeah, exactly. So basically the condition is you can't picture things in your mind.
Yeah.
So anytime people think about daydreaming or would mention daydreaming, she doesn't get that concept.
Yeah, she doesn't close her eyes and see a beach or a house or a whatever.
No. Meditation sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Picture a beautiful flowing stream. Fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
Type thing. Yeah, so I... But yeah, it's a very interesting episode, and it has a weird impact on Haunting. And one of the things I found interesting about A Fantasia is best guesses right now say it impacts about 2% of the population.
Right.
And you think, well, that's not very much.
Yeah.
Oh, but epilepsy, visually perceptive,
right.
the visually susceptible epilepsy is only in 0.1%
yeah.
percent of the population.
Yeah.
1% of 1%, no, 1/10 of 1%.
Do you want me to look this up?
Huh? No.
Do I need to
but it's a very small percentage.
Yeah.
And we've made changes to Haunting for that. And so it may make sense to be thinking about how you can play with this.
Right.
And we talked about in another episode, the game Layers of Fear.
Yeah.
And how it played with it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And we have another friend who now I'm dying to go through a haunt with, because she also is aphantasic. And she says she gets scared at everything, whereas Ellie doesn't have...
Ellie has our brain, a haunt brain, haunter's brain.
Well, not only that, but it's there could be or could not be someone behind the wall. She doesn't know, so it doesn't scare her if there is.
It's a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, it's Schrodinger's haunt.
Yeah. It is interesting.
Yeah. All right. 126, Crafting a Villain. Because I love the way that you tell stories. It's one of the reasons we are together is because of your writing ability. So this was all about how to make a convincing villain for your haunt. No haunt is complete without a good bad guy. You know, think of your horror movies. You can think of the character, the main bad guy in them. Everybody has them.
And that's one of the things I find frustrating. There's a lot of haunts that do put a villain out there.
Uh-huh.
And then don't really focus on them in the haunt.
Yeah. Well, and that's one of the most frustrating things is that, you know, there's no payoff to it.
Yeah.
Because like, if you tell me that, oh, you had better be quiet or the master's going to get you, then...
There better be the damn master somewhere.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, and the biggest murder for me on this is, and I hate to say this, is Rise. They hype up the Risewell Asylum in the story. They do a pretty good job.
Yeah.
And then nowhere does it come into play.
Well,
in the asylum it does, but not in the main hall.
Yeah, exactly. And that's true. The first year that they had the London sequence in 13th Gate,
yeah,
the Jack the Ripper was not working. Yeah. I did not see him for many years. And I'm like, what's going on?
Are you talking about the Jack the Ripper, the Jekyll and Hyde?
The one that's in the tank.
That's Hyde. Mr. Hyde.
It's Hyde.
Yeah, I think it's Hyde.
Yeah, it's still in that first section.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
So that's true. It could be either. We really don't know.
Yeah. But no, they were having problems with their prop, yeah, and it just didn't work. So for me, there was no payoff. It was like all this buildup to one of my, you know, favorite characters or legends.
And either way, it's one of your favorite characters.
Exactly.
Doesn't matter which it was.
Exactly. And then there was no payoff.
Yeah. I agree completely. And by the way, copying Jason or Freddy does not equal making a good bad guy.
No. Listen to the episode. You'll find out why.
Yeah.
All right. It's
a good episode, though. Yeah. It really is. And that was a doy one for me.
Yeah. And 139... Haunt Scare Tactics.
A big doy because...
Because we're doing the talk on it.
The secret ballot backfired here, okay?
Exactly.
This is, well, semi-secret ballot backfired here.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh my god, I didn't cheat.
No.
I didn't cheat.
Yeah, but no, I mean, we are doing a very similar talk on this. We've actually touched on it a couple of times on the podcast. 139, that was where it all came together. And if you don't go and listen to the episode, then come and see us at HauntCon.
Or come and listen to the episode, and then come and listen. That's even better.
It is. Cause then
you get 2 hours of it that way.
Exactly.
That's like double your time, man.
Yeah, do you really want to sink that much into us?
No, not really.
I don't know. Some people have been with us all 200 episodes.
I seek help. That's all I'm advising. Seek help.
Yeah.
All right. Well, next one was nominated by me. It was episode 141, 10 Habits of Really Great Haunts. Yeah, I love this because we sat down and we thought about the basic things that really good haunts that we've been to, the haunts we really enjoyed, got right. And it included things both like around the haunt, like we talk about parking and signage and things like that, but also things in the haunt, like having a spectacular moment that was super memorable.
Right.
Or having a great character you could sink your teeth into, going back to the creating a villain.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. Yeah, it's all fundamentals, but there are 10 things that if your haunt does everything on that list, ticks every single box, it will be elevated much higher than it is if it misses them.
Right.
So it's an important episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And episode 150, Kayfabe and Haunting.
Oh, this is the doyest.
You did not call this one.
Oh, it's such a doy. No, it killed me when I saw on your list.
Yeah.
Like I said, I did not cheat.
No.
Because I compiled the show notes, so I had the ability to cheat.
Yeah.
I did not.
Yeah.
Because I knew it would be more interesting if I didn't.
Yeah. But, I mean, you're a huge wrestling fan. Yeah. Have been for a long time. I was a really big fan as a kid. And this was such a fun episode to do.
And it was one I think that had some really good advice. I do think more haunters should be watching professional wrestling. A, you'll learn how to, you know, sell an injury.
Injury and a bump.
How to take a bump. How to basically be a victim or to be the killer that gets overpowered.
Yeah.
Either or. how to do hope spots, how to do things like that. And also, you'll learn about kayfabe.
Yeah, exactly.
And basically, kayfabe is a fancy wrestling word for the art of constructing a universe and staying within it. You can say that, for example, there's a kayfabe of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Or you probably call it the canon of Game of Thrones, but it's the kayfabe of Game of Thrones, and that there's this universe, and when the actors are in those costumes, they are those characters.
Yeah.
Just like when wrestlers are out there in front of the crowd, they are those wrestlers. And just like you, when you are in your costume and you are working in a haunt, you are that character.
Yes.
You are not anybody else.
Yes. You do not break character. You do, shame on you.
But yes, it helps like connect wrestling and because it's such a great episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And then I get the last two, it looks like.
All right.
Okay, first one, 161, HauntCon/NolaTips. This was a fun episode. I just had such a good time compiling this and doing this. Yeah. I couldn't help but include it. But basically, for those coming to New Orleans and HauntCon, this was aimed for last year's, but it works just as well for the upcoming one.
Yes, and we can make that map available, because yes. You even did a map for everybody.
Yeah, basically looking for things to do in New Orleans, places to hang out, wanting to find stuff near the conference. We got you back. We listed a whole bunch of stuff, places to eat, places to drink, places to party, places, you know, just stuff to do. It was great. And yeah, basically, we're not going to do one for HauntCon 2020 because this one's still up to date. Instead, we're just going to make sure that we tweet this one out and maybe it gets in the hands of HauntCon goers, along with, like you said, the map.
Yeah, exactly.
And the final one, episode 187. Apparently, we have sucked since
187. Yeah, I know.
Well, no one put 199 as their favorite. I wonder why. Fuck you, right?
Yeah.
10 simple things that haunts forget. And once again, this ties in somewhat with the 10 habits of really great haunts, but these are more fundamentals. These are the things that if you're enraptured in getting your actors together and doing the detail work, working with the fire marshal and all that stuff, if you're caught up in all that, it's easy to forget these things. Things like signage.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have adequate signage? No, you don't. That is the answer. I don't care how much signage you have. It is not adequate. I don't care if you run a sign factory as your second business. You don't have adequate signage.
Well,
You only think you do.
I think that it could be... You saying that, I could see somebody putting too many signs out and it becoming equally confusing.
Signs everywhere, signs. Yeah, that's a good point, though. That is a good point, though. But anyway, stuff like that, the stuff that people forget and definitely can't really afford to. It's little things like trash cans.
Yeah.
Do you have adequate trash cans? No, you don't.
Yeah,
I just think you do. I've never been to a haunt with adequate trash cans.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't.
If I've been to your haunt, you don't have adequate trash cans. It's that simple.
Yeah.
If I ever been to your haunt, the answer is no. You don't have adequate trash cans or adequate bathrooms, probably.
Yeah.
I can only think of one or two haunts that I believe have adequate bathrooms.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a short list. There is a list, but it's a short one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, here's a checklist to make sure you don't miss some fundamentals that risk teeing off your customers for reasons other than, you know, your haunt sucked in their mind. All right.
Yeah, I do find it interesting that neither of us nominated the Why We Don't Go Pro episode.
It's a bummer.
It is.
It's like 199. It's a bummer.
Yeah.
It's an important one. I think it's a good one. And unlike 199, which is basically us half drunkenly bitching about our city for an hour, which, to be fair, we've been doing that a lot more than an hour.
Yeah.
including the half drunkenly part. Mm-hmm. But long story short, it was also a very useful episode because anyone that's thinking about going pro needs to answer the same question to we... couldn't answer.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's a good episode, but I think it's also a bummer, and that's why neither of us put it in there. But you're right.
Okay.
One worth noting. All right, the ones we did agree on.
Yes.
We both, secret ballot, nominated these. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'll do one, then you'll do the other. We'll go back and forth.
Okay.
First off, episode 15, Baby Got Backstory.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we both are huge, and this ties in with your villain one too,
mm-hmm.
when you mentioned the villain. We're huge on haunts with backstory. This is one of the big things for us, because a backstory is free.
Yes.
free. And yes, a lot of your customers won't read it, but the ones who do will get a lot more out of the experience, especially if you actually incorporate it into the haunt. And that's what this is about. How to write a backstory, how to incorporate in the haunt, and how to make it so that your customers gain that extra layer.
Yes. Yes. Don't give me expectations and then leave me hanging.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah, it's a great...
I mean, if you can't if you don't know how to incorporate your story into your haunt, then don't give me a story. It's much better.
Yeah. And this is, like I said, a great companion with 126, the Crafting a Villain episode, and 150, the Kayfabe and Haunting.
Right.
You can make a little three-hour cocktail talking about backstory and haunting and all that with that time. That'd be a great trilogy.
That would be.
All right.
All right. Next one. Episode 166, The Haunted Castle Fire.
Ooh, bummer.
Yeah, it was a bummer, but...
Did I just say that we didn't include one because it was a bummer, and yet we both ticked this box?
It is such an important story.
It really is.
It changed our industry.
And it's an important story that isn't getting told in 2019.
Exactly. Yeah, but it's all about the Six Flags...
Haunted Castle Fire.
The
deaths it caused. Mm-hmm. And basically, it's the whole reason fire marshals give haunted attractions such a hard time. Even today, all these years later, it's still the reason.
Yeah.
Fire marshals are watching documentaries and watching things about the Six Flags Haunted Castle Fire and then taking it out in the haunts trying to open in their area.
Right, exactly.
Because what ended up happening with that was the fire marshals were the ones held responsible.
Yeah.
Six Flags got off scot-free.
Exactly. That doesn't seem fair.
No. And honestly, that offends me because, I mean, when you go back and look at what happened, Six Flags was beyond negligent.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, negligent seems like a generous way to put that.
It does.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, so it's why fire marshals... go really hard on us because they don't want this to happen and they're on their watch.
Right. And realistically, we don't want this to happen again either.
Yeah. Okay. And I guess we'll do the next two together.
Okay.
Because they go together. Yeah. We both punched both of these tickets.
We did.
It's episodes 174 and 175. Probably through proxy, the best two episodes back to back we've done. The best pair of episodes.
Yeah.
I think we've ever done. Which is... why the haunt industry is looking bad and why the haunt industry is looking great. Mm-hmm. This I wanted to do these as one episode when I had the idea for
right.
I started researching it, but then I realized just by looking up the negatives, I had enough for one episode of that, and then I had enough for another episode of the good, so we just broke it out and had two episodes, and they paired well together and have been some of the most talked about and wonder and I guess the like I said,
we've gotten a lot of responses on them.
I think we've gotten more feedback other than 199.
Yeah.
Which not many people listen to, but everyone's talking about.
Right.
This is the most talked about episode we've had.
Yeah.
Hands down, both in terms of public and private comments.
Yeah.
And it's one of my favorites. And what got me, what was very interesting, I thought, and what I think was a very positive sign,
mm-hmm.
was of the two episodes, the one that got the most attention and the most sharing was why the haunt industry is bad and is looking bad.
Yeah. Yeah. And I did find that interesting because, I mean, I think we brought up some good points that we need to be thinking about long term as an industry. And it got people talking about them.
Yeah. And that's what I liked about it is that I was expecting like people to like be egging me on the street
exactly
for that, but no, the feedback was very positive. Thank you for this frank look at our industry.
Yeah.
You make some excellent points. We're discussing this, and oh my God, it was the exact right response.
Yeah,
it made me so happy. I've not been this tickled about the response to an episode ever.
No,
it surprised me. I'm not going to lie.
No, me too.
But yeah, it really, really made me happy to mm-hmm. see it happen. All right, but yeah, so those are the four episodes, 174, 175. We paired them together. Mm-hmm. They're both excellent, and they both make a lot of great points about why we should be optimistic and pessimistic about the industry and what are our challenges and opportunities. Think of it as a, if you know the term, a SWOT analysis, S-W-O-T,
yeah.
strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats, mm-hmm. analysis for the industry.
Yeah.
Broken up in two episodes.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we promised you quizzes.
Yes.
But we got two.
Yes.
Now, I wrote one question that's based upon the contents of this episode. Mm-hmm. Here's the deal. You answer the question. It's going to be a number. It's going to be a number, singular. That's all you need. And you message it to us at Haunt Weekly, either DM it to us at Haunt Weekly on Twitter or DM us at Haunt Weekly on Facebook. Or, like I said, send us an email at hauntweekly.com.
Or use the contact form.
In the contact form. Send any private means. Please don't post this information publicly. Don't be dumb.
Yes, and we're in all of those haunter groups, so we will know if you're sharing.
We will know. But honestly, it won't really matter because it's limited to the first 10. You'd just be helping other people.
Exactly. So the first 10 people to contact us with this information.
With the correct number. It is a number. And the number is, what was the episode number of the Christmas horror episode that made our list?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to put all the episodes in the show notes. I will put them, like I said, in a YouTube list. So you could cheat and go to the YouTube pretty easy, or you could just...
Well, or we could just, like, wait a few days to put up that list.
Yeah, true. But basically, the first 10 people to send us the number of the episode that was the Christmas horror list that made this particular episode's list wins a prize. We've done multiple Christmas episodes, but the Christmas horror list is what I'm after. It is an episode that we covered in our this episode. Mm-hmm. All right. And then there's the bonus prize.
The bonus prize. There is a term that Jonathan uses, a term of endearment for me, for our long-term listeners. Hasn't mentioned it in a while, but it's the reason why I start off the conference reminders on the odd-numbered programs.
Right. So this one's a word.
Yes.
The bonus one is a word. This is limited to two.
Yes.
And once again, send us the answer. And send us your home address or a place you get mail.
Yeah.
Send you a small prize.
Yeah.
Now, so what we...
It's nothing big. It's homemade.
Don't get too excited.
Exactly.
Don't overhype this now. We're not wealthy people here.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. To, like, be the ultimate winner...
Yeah.
We need a number, namely the number of the Christmas horror episode.
Yeah.
We need a word, singular.
Yeah.
I don't know. How does it break up? I don't know.
It's singular.
We need a word... and that is the term of endearment, as Crystal put it, that I use to describe why she does the odd number episodes, the conference reminder, because she takes the lead. And we need an address we can mail you at.
Yeah.
Three things. Now, if you send either the number or the word, it's fine. You can win that prize. But come on, you want to go for both. Don't lie. Don't lie to me. Well, I think that's it. We've done our celebrating.
Yeah.
It's been 200 episodes. It has been really cool, really wonderful. Mm-hmm. I've enjoyed spending the time with you, Crystal.
Yes,
you and too. With you, dear listeners.
Yes, definitely.
Appreciate it. We have been, despite absolutely no marketing effort on our part, have been growing steadily.
Right.
I am very happy for such a niche podcast that we are. We are.
Yeah, we are.
We're very, very niche. We do very well for ourselves in the listener base.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about it. We've also got listeners that I can't track right now.
Right.
Through some of our partnerships, but even just looking at the ones coming in directly from the website and from our podcast feeds, the growth has been great. It's been amazing. Thank you all for contributing. Thank you all for making the first 200 so great. Looking forward to the next.
Yes.
Well, on that note, everyone, thank you for joining us as we celebrated Haunt Weekly episode number 200. You can find us at hauntweekly.com or Haunt Weekly on Twitter, Haunt Weekly on Facebook. YouTube.com/Haunt Weekly is our YouTube channel. You can also find us Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Podomatic, whatever. Wherever you get your podcast, we're probably there. Feel free to download us from wherever. So on that note... I'm Jonathan.
I'm Crystal.
And this was episode 200 of Haunt Weekly. We will see you guys next week with something. I mean, a much less celebratory episode, probably.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys then.
Yay!
Boo!